65HQ, I was a QST. Starting to get some storms building in from the west into Mexico. Got the most severe of it looks right now to be to the southwest part of the area. Be moving in around the Death Smith County area. We're going to start a Skywarn net here in about another 30 minutes. If anybody can go mobile, please do so. KC5HQI.
We're okay with tones. Tried again, your tones got trashed a minute ago. KD5DYP. DYP, KD5, we're okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
You were calling me.
I didn't know if you were hearing me. I think your tones have gotten trashed, whatever you're trying to do. They're not getting through.
Yeah, we're trying to get that shut down. Chip's going to call me back. Let me try it again. KD5. We're okay.
Okay, KD5 DYP.
Yeah, go ahead, KD5, we're okay.
Well, so far so good, but I don't know if it's going to stay that way.
I'm not hearing anything come back. We'll see what happens.
What did you split and where?
Well, we spoke too soon.
Derek, can you see a radar where you're at?
Hey, Roger, I can.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Looks like it's going to blow up right there west of you. You are at the horse race, correct?
W5RAW.
W5RAW. 85, we're okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it looks like that's what you're seeing to the west is tracking northeast at the moment.
Maybe it'll track north of us a little bit.
Maybe. We'll see. Hopefully. I had another 15 minutes before my last horses come by, and then I'm going to head down and see if we're going to eat anything or go home.
AC5HQI pulling into the weather service.
Have fun, W5RAW.
KD5RW. Wait, go ahead. KD5RK.
On the way to go pick up Damon, and I heard Daniel's right at the weather service, so here we go.
Roger, okay. We're going to have to fight this ghost in the system.
It never fails. It always happens on the days we need it. It happens.
Way are you going to go?
I do not know yet. I'm looking towards the west and I'm looking towards the north. Wherever you want me to go.
Okay. Get Damon picked up and let me know.
Corey, did you ever find out what was causing this ghost? Is it the death toll, or is it something else here on the lower side?
I don't know what it is. I'm thinking it may be something up north.
George earlier and heard you hollering at him when he couldn't hear us, so... we'll figure it out later.
Yeah, it looks like that cell up north would be a good one to look at.
KC5HQY, I'm activating the Skywarn net as WX5AMA, the National Weather Service Office in Amarillo. Currently we are operating condition green. If the need arises, we will move through various colors as to traffic loads and things to report. I will advise at those times. Any units that can go mobile, please do so. Currently we have storms moving in from the west from New Mexico. On the state line, they're intensifying. Any units that can go mobile, please do so. Contact WX5AMA now.
BRW.
BRW, go ahead.
Sub Damon, where do you want us to go?
Would you start west on I-40 towards Vega or Will Dorado?
K5WRW.
Have issued a three-county warning for Dallam, Hartley, and Dallam, Oldham, Hartley, Oldham, and Desmond County.
Check me in. I'm still out here at Plum Creek. I'm headed down to the bottom. There's, you know, 50 or so people down here in Plum Creek. So just keep us advised if stuff headed this way. I've been sitting up here on top watching this cell that's just west of Dumas and Channing and all that. But I'm headed down to grab something to eat. But I will be monitoring. KD5DYP.
Okay, you've got stuff moving in. It's going to clip you to the north. But then there's a big line that's forming back off to your west and southwest.
I just got a current radar update, taking that down to the people in the canyon. KD5DYP.
Good luck. WX5AMA.
WX5AMA, KD5RLK. Daniel, you want me to kind of head north, and I'd like to stay kind of around... where I can come that way if I need to.
Okay, I thought you were coming here. Yeah, if you want to go 287 north, you can do that.
Okay, well, I don't want to get too far out in case you need to go.
No, it's fine. We are getting some different reports of rotation around Hartley. I don't know if there's anything to that yet.
Roger, roger. KD5, we're okay.
WX5AMA. WX5AMA, they just issued a thunderstorm warning for Hansford County. Be the Spearman area. WX5AMA. WX5AMA, we're issuing a thunderstorm warning for Hutchison and Moore counties. Hutchison and Moore counties. WX5AMA.
KWRW, Daniel, find me at I-40. How far west do you need me to go?
Go ahead and start for Vega. By the time you get to Vega, it'll probably be pretty close on you. That's going to put the storm to the north. East of you, or moving to the north of you, you can probably follow it up 385.
Roger, just keep me out of the hail. I just got this thing all detented and repainted.
Put you in the hail, WX5AMA.
Sure, W.
5 AMA, KC5 BPA.
BPA, go ahead.
2 miles south of the microwave tire, northwest of town, looking due west. I've got a, there's a cell out there about 25 miles away, I would guess, with a lot of rain, but looks like it's got lowering underneath it. It's about all I can see from this distance. But, yeah, that does bear watching, those guys headed out west.
Okay. Keep going. That storm is pretty much to the north of you. Well, you might want to hang out around the Channing area. Probably going to have one come right around your south. I'm hoping to split you and WRW on the same storm.
Tell, KC5 BPA.
We are getting wall cloud reports out of that storm at Hartley. But nothing confirmed.
Duck, KC5 BPA.
5AMA, KD5 ROK. I'm right here on 287 north, and I can see off to the west. I see that storm really well. It's getting some good inflow.
VX5 AMA, for information, we are getting funnel and rotation reports out of the Spearman area on a storm as well. WX5 AMA continuing there now, issuing a tornado warning on the Spearman storm. 5DYP, KD5DYP, WX5 AMA. 5DYP, or W5RAW, WX5 AMA. 5ROK, WX5 AMA.
KD5 ROK, go ahead.
How far north are you?
Just south of the Canadian River. I'm just sitting over here on the side of the highway. I am...
Okay, that's good enough. We're getting reports of rotation in the Hartley area still, which would be to your west, and also starting to see some north of Dumas on 287.
Yeah, it's kind of getting rain wrapped. I can see stuff on the ground, possibly inflow, but I can't verify anything at this time.
If you can get a hold of DYP, you might let him know. WX5 AMA.
Roger, I'll try him on 5-2.
5 AMA, KC5 BPA.
BPA, go ahead.
What I gave you earlier, I'm now kind of on the northeast side of it. Still a good ways away, but that lowering I was looking at earlier is gone. It has pulled back up into the clouds.
Okay. Do you see any rotation?
Kind of hard right now. I'm in La Valley with a bunch of scrub, a bunch of mosquito around me, Daniel. I'm fixing to pop up on the hill here at 385 in about 5 minutes. I'll take a good look then, but I cannot confirm anything at this point.
Okay, let me know. WX5 AMA.
W5 BPA.
5 AMA, KF5 VWI.
KF. 5 BWI, I believe it was. WX5 AMA, go ahead.
About 7-8 miles south of Fairman on 760 and had a bunch of rotation, and we're still sitting out here, but it's in open field right now.
Okay, 7 miles south of Spearman with rotation, and can you give me your call again, please, slowly?
F5VWI.
Okay, thank you. Are you going to remain in the area for a while?
Not here for a while. I'm talking to Bryce, KE5GRQ, and he's got his radar report telling me what and where it is.
anything significant, let us know. WX5 AMA, Amarillo.
AMA, KC5, BPA.
BPA, go ahead.
In the Harvey storm, there is a huge lowering on it. I'm still far enough away, I can't really see rotation on it. It's probably 25 miles plus northwest. But the lowering is very, very prominent. The storm to my south, I really can't see still, but I don't think I'll be able to. There's quite a bit of rain in it, so I don't think, I'm just looking at the northwest side of it, but I don't see any rotation in it at all. You know, on the north side of it, or northwest side of this storm.
I'll pass it on. Thank you, Alan.
Alan, you might try switching over to Canyon.
Right now, and I think that's why I'm scratchy. KC5 BPA. KC5 BPA.
KC5 BPA, WX5 AMA, go ahead.
Okay, I'm about a mile east of 385 at the moment. Storm to my southwest, about 10-15 miles away. I do not see any lowerings, and you can see no rotation. Repeat, no rotation, just looks like heavy rain in it. Storm off to my northwest, about 20 miles or so, has a significant lowering. Still too far away to confirm any rotation at the moment. I'm going to start heading to the north towards Channing.
You're a mile east of 385 on 1061. Confirm?
QSL. That's QSL. I'm at 1061 right now.
BRW.
BRW, stand by. WX5 AMA are issuing a tornado warning for the Harvey storm. It's going to extend up into the Dalhart area. There's still continuing reports of rotation in that Harvey storm, WX5 AMA. WRW, go ahead.
Fuse of light 2. Okay, I got off on I-40 on exit 42 on Everett Road. A few miles east of Vega. I'm sitting here watching a pretty good inflow. There was lowering earlier, it's since gone back up, and there's a very broad rotation.
Okay, is it north, south, east, or west of you?
Due west of me.
Okay, you have broad rotation?
Rotation, no lowering.
AMA, KD5 are okay. I'm seeing that a little bit. It's starting to rotate.
Okay, Corey, where is it from you?
Come again?
Where is that from you?
It's directly west of me.
Okay, that'd be the storm we're getting the tornado warning on.
It's starting to get a dovetail on it from my position.
Clear on
that. AMA, KD5 are okay. Did you say you were clear or unclear on my traffic?
I was clear.
Roger, okay. Lightning intensity has ticked up on that cell too.
Okay. WX5 AMA.
May BPA.
BPA, go ahead.
That lowering is pulled up into the base significantly. It's just barely there at the moment. Quite a bit of scud underneath it. I don't think that I'm still a little far enough away. It's to my north-northwest, about 10, 12 miles or so. Looks like maybe 15. Still a little far away to confirm rotation in the lowering, but that lowering is pulled back up into the clouds significantly. It's just barely there.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, KC5 BPA.
X5 AMA, KF5 VWI.
KF5 VWI, WX5 AMA, go ahead.
out here on 760, 281, and Highway 51 Junction. Is there any other place you want me to go?
I just mentally look. Got some more stuff building in behind you to the south. If you want to just stay in that immediate area, that'll put you in the things that are coming in. It's still a little ways away.
Hey, can you tell me about where they might be at right at the moment?
Are you still south of Perryton?
I'm south of Spearman.
Yeah, they're going to be moving in from your west. There's a line building back almost to the border.
Well, the ones that I was talking to you about, they just kind of dissipated, and I don't see any hard rotation. It's just a little bit, but I don't think anything's going to happen on them.
Okay. If you want to keep an eye back to the west towards Borger and Gruber on south of there, Stinnett, that would be the area that I would be watching for next.
Yeah, let me holler at the guys over there, Borger, and see what they see, and that way I can kind of get an idea what I'm going to be looking at.
Okay, that'll work. WX5 AMA.
BWI.
5 AMA, KC5 BPA. Can you hear me?
Can, go ahead.
Same kind of hole. Looks like we've got at least two funnels over here. One is getting fairly close to the ground. I guess it's 50%, 70% away to the ground at the moment.
Okay, can you estimate where that is for me?
About still 10 miles, 12 miles, let's see, northwest of me, and I haven't made it to Channing yet.
Okay, and you're putting those in north or south of Channing? BPA, WX5 AMA.
WX5 AMA, KC5 BPA.
Would you put those north or south of Channing?
Due west.
Okay, due west of Channing. Thank you. WX5 AMA. WRW, where are you at?
On I-40, exit 42, Everett Road. The rotation we had earlier, the brow rotation has dissipated. It has gone back into rain-free base.
Hey, it looks like it's going to break and go around you. Do you want to proceed north or do you want to go south?
Go where the hell is not.
Hey, if you start south in a little bit, that'll put you on the back side of the other storm. That's going to let you kind of follow it back into town.
You're heading south, K5WRW. Okay.
Just watch that line for me. I'm not exactly sure where it is in relation to you. Keep a safe distance. WX5 AMA.
Kilo Echo Golf Portable.
Station calling, come with your call slowly again, and go ahead, this is WX5 AMA.
Kilo 5, Kilo Echo Golf, K5 KEG Portable.
Go ahead.
I was on last night. We have a full campground, and I will be available as a spotter. And I am on the air. And I would like to be let know if something looks like it's headed towards the northeast side.
Okay, northeast side of where? I don't know where you're at.
At the KOA. I'm looking at the runway of the airport.
You're right here by me. Right now, got quite a ways before it gets to us. I'd give it another 30 minutes.
if the sirens go off or anything looks any worse, most of our guests have already been instructed to meet in our rec room, so we'll have quite a group in there. I'll be on the air, and if I can be of any assistance. K5, KEG Portable, I'm clear.
Okay, WX5 AMA, thank you for checking in.
WX5 AMA, KC5 BPA.
KC5 BPA, WX5 AMA, go ahead.
Channing, show that storm probably 10 to 12 miles almost due west, Channing. Rain here at the moment, Daniel. I'm going to hang out here and watch where the storm goes, see if I want to head further up 385 or head back to the east. But right now the rotation is about 10, 12 miles due west, and those funnels were not on the ground once it got closer. And I'm going to be hanging out around here a little bit, KC5 BPA.
Okay. If you want to hang out there for a little while, that's great. We may pull you back towards four-way, follow up on the back side of it.
5 AMA, KC5 BPA.
BPA, go ahead.
I'm headed just a couple miles west on 722 so I can get a better look at this thing. Is it heading due east, northeast, or what direction at the moment?
It's got a north... Actually, it's an east-northeast direction.
So then, QSL, yeah, it should pass just to my north then, or real close to us. So I'll be, boy, chase your convergence out here for sure, but so I'll be a couple miles west of Channing on 722. Right now, the lowering is obscured by rain, so I can't see anything, but we'll give it a few minutes, maybe it'll come back into view. KC5 BPA.
WX5 AMA. 5ZRT, WX5 AMA.
Okay, go ahead.
Just getting an update from you. Where are you at? What are you seeing?
I'm just outside of Hereford now. Nothing to report. I'm going to take 385 towards Dimmitt, south of Hereford.
Okay. Storm moving in from Clovis has got a tornado warning on it. It's out of our area. But that area down there is moving mostly to the east, and there's not much really building out of it.
Roger. I think I'm going to stick with this one. You don't have anybody else on it. We'll see what happens later on. From what I understand, we're going to have another second round of storms, so we might be in a good position for that second round as well.
Okay. That'll work. WX5 AMA.
E5 CRT.
Go ahead.
385 out of Vega, about 3 miles south of Vega, how far south do you need me to go?
I'm looking. While I'm looking, KD5DYP, WX5 AMA.
Go ahead.
Just for information, we've got multiple reports of a funnel in the Sunray area, which would be north of you. I don't know how far north you want to go.
I can turn north on 287 when I get there if you want me to.
Okay, you're just the closest one other than BPA that I have up in that area.
W5RAW, I'm going north on 1913.
Okay, were you clear on the traffic around Sunray?
Negative, I just got back on 4.2.
We've got multiple reports of funnels in the Sunray area.
Okay. We'll keep our eyes open. I'm going to try to head to border. I've got Misty following me and Dara's wife. So what I may do is go take the second turn and so I can go further north before I turn back. So That's about where I'm at. I'm just about to the 3395 turnoff, and I'll just go further north and take the next one to go back east. W5RAW.
Okay, that'll work great. And yes, I've met Misty before. WX5AMA. WX5AMA issuing a tornado warning for Moore County, which will be on the Sunray storm. WX5AMA.
5AMA, KF5,
VWI. VWI, go ahead.
Where I was at, it has dissipated, and is there any other place that you would like for me to go? I am on 760 281 in Junction 51.
Everything is pretty much still west of you, and most of it is probably going to move, I'm going to say northwest of you. The biggest area of storm is around the Hartley area right now.
Well, then I will head back towards Fairman, and I'll be monitoring the radio.
Okay, that would be great. We'll keep you in mind in case we get something going back towards that way. Probably around 136 would be my guess at this time. WX5AMA.
5 AMA, KC5 BPA.
Are you still in Channing or just west of Channing?
West.
Okay. Just for information, we're getting rotation touchdown reports around Dow Hart.
Still, I'm looking at an image of the radar at the moment. Boy, Hartley looks like a mess on the east side of this. East side of the county, we've got heavy rain where I'm at right now, so nothing new to report at the moment.
Okay. Yeah, I will agree with you on Hartley County. WX5 AMA.
K5 BPA.
KD5 RLK, WX5 AMA.
Go ahead.
You want to come let me in the door to NWS?
Oh, okay. WX5 AMA.
AMA, KC5 BPA.
BPA, go ahead.
Like the radar, latest radar image just shows what I'm showing that. This thing is just basically dissipated as far as the wall cloud. I'm in light rain, but I see no evidence of loarings. I see some scud fragments passing to my northwest at the moment, but they're not associated with any updraft. This thing is gone.
Yeah, in the last few frames, it has started to dissipate. Problem is, there's still more coming in behind it from the state line.
Giselle, you want me to sit here and wait on it?
Yeah, why don't you for now? I've got a dare to the east of you, and it's all slowly but surely dissipating.
Yeah, I'll be happy to. KC5 BPA.
WX5 AMA.
5 Kilo Echo Golf.
Echo Golf, go ahead.
But is it apparent we're going to be kind of in the clear of it over here on the northeast side, over here by the airport? I don't know whether to hold this rec room open for my campers or not.
I would hold it open, but no, it looks like it's just going to mostly be rain.
Thank you much. Appreciate it, K5. KEG, be clear.
WX5 AMA, KC5 BPA.
Do you have any rotation around Channing, probably to the north or west?
Take a quick look. Kind of scan around, Daniel. I'll see where I see. AC5 BPA.
Okay, let me know. WX5 AMA.
AMA, KC5 BPA.
Go ahead.
There's negative, negative. There's no loarings around here. There's some... what looks like an updraft base almost on top of Channing, maybe off to the east, but I would not say it's rotating or anything at this point in time. I'll kind of watch this a little bit, but that may be a little bit of a loring, but I'm not going to say it's rotating at the moment. Let me get a little bit. Let me go into town and watch it a little bit. It's off to the east, chanting maybe a 3 or 4 miles.
Okay. I'll pass it on. WX5AMA.
WX5AMA, KD5DYP.
Go ahead.
The south edge of Dumas facing west, kind of watching what probably Alan was talking about. Looks like a little bit of a lowering. I'm going to get a radar update. Sit here for a minute. Can you advise anything?
No, in the last few frames of the radar, it's really started to diminish.
That last radar update I got as well. I'll be standing by. KD5DYP.
Okay, WX5AMA, for information, they are going to issue a thunderstorm warning on Potter and Randall counties. WX5AMA.
5AMA, KC5BPA.
KC5BPA, WX5AMA, go ahead.
Nothing out here, Daniel. What I was looking at is completely gone, and no lowerings and no rotation anywhere in sight.
Okay. They're letting the tornado warning expire on that, and it's really starting to fall apart. If you want to start to move back towards Four-Way or Dumas, and you can start back east. We'll see where it goes from there.
Yeah, KC5BPA.
5BWI, WX5AMA. 5AMA, for information, they're reissuing a tornado warning on the storm to the east of Spearman.
KF5BWI.
Be clear on my traffic about the tornado warning issued for your area.
I hear you because all of the lights and stuff. Let me turn my radio up real quick.
They did just reissue a tornado warning for the storm that is south and east of Spearman.
We'll get back on the other side of town and head back out where I was at, and I will let you know shortly.
Okay, WX5AMA.
BPA.
Go ahead.
Corey, the back end of this storm looks probably 20 miles north of me. Looks pretty interesting. Got a pretty good lowering on it. Again, I'm probably 10 east of Channing on 354 and due north by 20 miles. Got a little bit of a lowering on the storm up that way.
Okay. Just for information, ROK is here. He's at the office.
Remember that now. My bad. Okay, so he's not over here. I'll watch you for a little while then while I make my way eastbound. KC5BPA.
WX5AMA.
AMA, WRW.
WRW, go ahead.
5 and Boys Ranch Road. What do you want me to do?
Pull north, back up towards Channing. And we'll see about moving Allen a little more north.
Proceeding north, K5WRW.
Allen, are you okay with moving up closer to Hartley?
You want me to turn around? I was heading east on 354 towards Four-Way. You want me to turn back around and head up to Hartley?
No, if you want to stay there, you can keep on east. My goal is to move all of you north and east.
Well, I'll keep going east, and then when I get to Four-Way, I'll turn on north on 87 towards Dumas. KC5BPA.
Okay, WX5AMA.
Here on the south edge of Dumas, and the rain has started to pick up pretty good. KD5DYP.
I'm clear on that. We've still got a warning on the storm in the northwest, correction, northeast part of that county. You probably can't see it from where you're at.
5 AMA, KFI, VWI.
VWI, go ahead.
Out here on 51 and 281, and I am looking back towards the west, and I see low hanging clouds, but no rotation at this time.
Do you see any rotation or any other lowerings in any other directions from Spearman?
Back to the east on 281. Hawker Creek County, we did see a funnel come halfway down, then it went back up and dissipated.
Okay, how long ago was that?
Two, 3 seconds ago.
Thank you, WX5AMA. F5VWI, WX5AMA. Can you give me an update if you got any more rotation or anything else?
A little bit of rotation back to my west off of 51 over there on 207. But where I'm at right now, that's about the only thing that I see.
But you don't see any lowering with it, just broad rotation.
There is a little bit of lowering over there off of
5 AMA, KC5 BPA.
BPA, go ahead.
Do you all want me to go to Porter or towards Stinnett? Unless I cut back on couple of those county roads, I might end up, I think it's Stinnett, if I remember right.
It'd be fine if you want to start for Stinnett. We may move you a little more to the east from there. It just depends on how far you want to go.
As far as the weather bill guys wants to go.
Okay. Really, the area of concern is over around Perryton. But by the time you get there, I think it'll be gone. We do have a warning on the storm that's over top of you now. If you want to keep going to Stinnett, that'll be fine.
Myself, that's what I'll do then, KC5 BPA. This storm in front of me, about 20 miles or so in front of me, has got a little scud cloud. It's sticking out the backside, the southwest side of it that you may get a funnel report on, but it's not a funnel. It's just a fingerling scud, that's if I can think of a better term for it.
Okay.
It's real ominous, but it's not.
Kilo Echo Golf Portable.
Go ahead.
Been pretty heavy wind over here at the KOA by the airport, and it looks like about marble-sized hail.
Okay, can you repeat that for me?
Looks like we're getting pretty good wind and about marble to maybe a little bit bigger size hail here at the KOA by the right by the airport.
Marble size hail. Okay, thank you.
K5, KG clear.
K5 RAW, or correction, WRW with, where are you at right now?
85, probably about 7 to 10 miles east of Four Way.
Confirming you're east of Four Way? Okay, the storm that's just exiting Oldham County into Potter County is starting to intensify. I may want to hold you back towards Four Way just in case we want to send you south.
Come back to 408, K5WRW.
Chris is on the bottom side of that off of I-40.
flying tumbleweed.
Douglas 5 AMA, KE5ZRT.
5ZRT, go ahead.
The storm in the Vega area has a pretty significant wall cloud underneath it, not rotating.
Okay. Right now they're issuing a statement on it, mostly for hail and wind.
Roger, my radar is a little bit slow. Has that crossed I-40 already?
It is straddling 385 and just right on the I-40 line.
What direction of travel on that?
The direction of travel is to the southeast. I'm not sure that it's necessarily a direction of travel as much as a build in that direction.
I'm going to head east instead of heading all the way into Vega. It's pretty clear skies due north of me.
Okay, that'll work. WX5 AMA.
ZRT.
WMA, KC5 PPA.
PA, go ahead.
You've been trying to contact me, Daniel. I went over to the Stenette repeater, and it's garbled. It's noisy. You're not coming through Stenette at all. So I don't know if you're trying to reach me back, but I'm basically in Stenette at the moment. What's the pleasure?
Okay, I don't think there is a Stenette repeater anymore. Really, if I was you, I'd go ahead and start pulling back towards Amarillo, maybe towards Fritch. If you pull towards Fritch, that storm is probably going to be pretty close to you that's moving through Potter by that time.
No, I didn't realize about Stenette, so that would explain that. I'll head over to Porter and then come back to Fritch and stay on this machine, KC5 BPA.
Yeah, I'm thinking the Stenette repeater got moved to Cayman. We'll show you going towards Fritch, WX5 AMA. WX5 AMA, for information, they have just issued a warning for Carson, Gray, Hutchison, and Roberts. We do have a strengthening just south and west of Borger, BPA, that's probably going to be something you're going to want to pay attention to.
WX5 AMA, W5 JTC.
Go ahead.
Just letting you know, I'm here at my house, which is just about a mile and a half west of Borger on the Fritch Highway 136. And I saw the storm that's passing. It's pretty close to us, so I'll be here watching it just in case you guys see anything. W5 JTC.
Okay. If you see anything interesting, let me know. WX5 AMA.
RW.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this storm just got completely shrouded by rain. You want me to stay here or go south or north?
Go ahead and stay where you're at. Let me look at it for a few minutes before we send you south.
K5WRW.
Doing a urban street flooding advisory for Amarillo area.
5 AMA, KC5 BPA.
BPA, go ahead.
Been out of the repeater range for about 15-20 minutes now, so I'm just now plugging in the Fritch. So check the radars and let us know what you want us to do. KC5 BPA.
Okay, the heaviest area of intensity is over between Skellytown and Pampa. We've got some moving into the west side of Amarillo. If you want to just hold tight and Fritch, and let's see what it does for a little bit.
Well, KC5 BPA, you'll find me someplace to grab a drink.
Okay, when you get done with that, probably want to sit on that south end of the Fritch and keep your eyes cut back to the west. WX5 AMA.
UJV and Happy.
Go ahead.
Going any circulation on your radar there down here around Happy?
Not heard a report as of yet. I will advise you if I do.
And I am Mobile, receiving heavy, heavy winds and heavy rain. According to my radar, it looks like there might be a little bit of circulation on my phone app, but I didn't know if you would have anything further. Over.
I'm not seeing any right now. You don't see any as a spotter, though, do you?
WX5AMX. VCR.
Barely readable, but go ahead.
5 VCR here, starting to pick up some heavy wind and heavy rain here in Tampa.
Okay, yeah, the heaviest of the movement is to the north of Tampa right now. You're probably going to get quite a bit of rain, maybe some hail.
Probably inch to 2 inches of the rain pretty quick.
We also do have some other reports from Miami area of some rotation and lowering.
Probably 30 to 40 miles an hour here now.
We came back close to Loop 335 in Osage.
5WXN, I'm 34th and Eastern, over.
WXN, have you got any rotation or lowering to your south?
Can't see anything. It's downpour right now. There's no way to see anything.
Okay, keep your eyes out for me. We've got some reports coming in.
Roger, look south.
Anybody else that can see south of Amarillo for potential of rotation, let me know.
5 EZR.
Go ahead.
Starting to get sea tide tail and this mix that's coming down here, Pamela.
Okay.
AMA is PHO.
PHO, go ahead.
I'm rounding Coulter and the Loop right now. There's a little bit of movement in the clouds, but nothing that I would call a defined rotation.
Okay. We're thinking it's probably wind shear.
Just going to keep my eyes out. PHO.
Okay, our area of concern right now is south of Amarillo. If you've got anything in that area, let me know.
BRW.
Go ahead.
South is east of Channing, northwest of me. Anything on that when the radar looks interesting?
It just strengthened and intensified a little bit, but no, nothing that I know of. Why, what do you got?
From where it looks like you got a really good rain-free base and possibly a lowering. It's kind of hard to tell. The lighting's getting pretty bad.
Okay. Watch it with a couple more lightning flashes and let me know if you see anything else develop.
K5WRW.
AMA, this is PHO. If there was any rotation, it's not there now. Looks to be clear. I'm over off 335 and Whitaker. Just some low clouds hanging out might scare some people, make them call in, but no rotation.
Okay. That's kind of what we decided. KT5HQY, WX5AMA, I'll be turning this over to KD5ROK. He'll be back with you shortly, WX5AMA.
RW. St. Francis, I saw a big lightning flash north of town. Had a rain shaft that kind of looked like it may be falsely reported as something. Just a heads up.
you're coming to Weather Service, correct?
Roger.
So, WX5 AMA.
WRW.
Okay, KC5 BPA.
KC5 BPA, KD5 RLK.
I'm getting reports of some high winds just to the east of Amarillo, about a mile east of the interchange. 287, I-40 split.
Just now?
No, I mean earlier. I just drove by there on I-40 coming in. Three semis were flipped over.
Yeah, there were reports of high winds. It did gust up pretty good.
Well, I was just kind of curious. Looks like we got some more here as I'm going over the overpass there. 287 and I-40. Looks like there's a little bit more out here just to the west. So just kind of curious.
There was some pretty good wind gusts. I'm going to go home and check my weather station and see what I got.
Well, kind of sad we got to get the severe stuff to get rain, but you know, as dry as we are, we got to have the rain, no matter what comes with it.
Yeah, well, I thought I was going to have a hard time getting this lawn to green up. It's amazing. Just 2 weeks ago, it was all dirt. And now there's actually grass growing.
Yeah, tell me about it. My buffalo grass has taken off and is growing like a weed at the moment, which is a good thing, I guess. Which is a good thing, so.
Roger. Okay, so are you about back to QTH?
I still got to go all the way through Amarillo. I'm just on the east side of town, but I'm good enough. You guys can sign off. I've already talked to my wife and told her I'm on my way in, so. Anyway, we'll see if we do this again tomorrow or not.
Okay, well, I'm going to back out of here, co-captain. Tell me to get off here. We'll catch you later. KD5, we're okay.
Well, have a good night, Corey. KD5, we're okay. KC5, BPA.